Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we're speaking this morning with Dr. Mark Williamson, the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, which is a 24-hour emergency center. And Dr. Williamson, we've been talking today a lot about preparation in pet care and the importance of it, whether it's buying insurance or whether it's having a care credit. But one of the things that I would like to have you talk about just very briefly is how important is it for people, if they've got a pet, to pick a 24-hour emergency vet and possibly bring that pet in, not during an emergency situation, but maybe to get an ordinary procedure or inspection, just to essentially put their pet on your radar so that the first time you're not exposed to an animal isn't, God forbid, in an emergency situation at an off time, and here you just really don't have much understanding of this animal. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that would be a great point, Lee, and it'd be something I think a lot of pet owners should really think about. Minimally know where your emergency hospital is located. Maybe even drive that route so that when that incident occurs and you're in that panic mode, you at least have done that drive once. If you can visit the emergency facility, you'll meet the staff, maybe even have your pet there, you know, even if it's a brief exam or just a nice hello, at least now you're a little bit more familiar with everything. And that's one of the most common incidences when we see the emergencies, is that's the first time we're seeing them at a place they don't know about. They, you know, regular veterinarians close, the people they trust the most, or their backup plan, and they have a pet that's not feeling well. So if they're able to kind of minimize some of that anxiety by knowing how they get to the location of the emergency facility, maybe even meeting the staff, having their pet in there at least once.
Yeah, they know the smells.
Yeah, it does help out an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage pet owners to do that. And, you know, we gladly would have them come on in, even if it's just a quick sit down and meet, you know, don't even have to necessarily have to have an exam, but it does help out an awful lot.
So if I remember correctly, it's on Jolly Road. I've driven by several times. Mm-hmm. People aren't necessarily
They don't know directions.
Sometimes
they have these little
devices.
That's
where that GPS comes into play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but for those that don't, you know, you're on the southeast end of town, more or less.
We are, yeah. Yeah. East Jolly Road, about a block east of Dunkel.
So you're not far from 127 if you get off of that Jolly Road exit.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're really between that overpass, you know, that's on East Jolly and Dunkel Road.
Yep. And quick observation when I've been in there. You're invested. I know you used to have an old facility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you tore it down or what, but the facility you have in there is state of the art. I think that would be an important element for somebody that's actually finding a 24-hour service, because 24-hour service is only helpful if you can provide 24-hour service. Can you comment a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You got to be ready for the unexpected. And in an emergency facility, you know, we just have to have the equipment and the diagnostic tools to be able to treat, you know, most every emergency mm-hmm. we can come up with. And so, you know, we're fortunate enough when we put that building up in 05 to, you know, put that in there with state-of-the-art equipment.
And that's not necessarily the same type of equipment that your family veterinary practice would have, correct?
That's correct. There's going to be some overlap, you know, but there's going to be things that we need to use on a regular basis yeah. that, you know, not every, you know, preventive practice is going to need. You know, we're able to do our lab work and diagnostics right there in the hospital. That's not the same for every place.
Mm-hmm.
The types of blood work we can do is going to be a little bit more advanced for emergency medicine. You know, we're able to do those things. We can get digital radiographs and ultrasounds done right then and there. So some of those things you'll find in private practice, but a lot of things that are geared for needing to know right now, you know, we have the capabilities of doing that.
Hey, Doc, as part of preparation, one of the things that you've always been good enough to do for Rick and I is to come in and talk about seasonal changes mm-hmm. and what people can do to prevent certain problems from occurring. Well, we didn't plan it, but we have you in here at the what is probably the peak of the temperatures so far this year. What is it that people can do to avoid having emergency problems when temperatures do start to get into the 90s and, dare I say, maybe even touching the 100s? What should people be doing? How should they be preparing and planning for those conditions?
Well, that's a very good point to bring up here. Summer's starting already, and we are getting those warm temperatures. Not only warm, but the humidity. And probably the most common thing we're going to start seeing is heat exhaustion. And that's where your pet just gets overheated. The best way to prepare for that is to, keep them out of those elements. Provide them fresh, cool water. Don't have them outside for extended periods of time. If you have air conditioning, bring them indoors, keep them in there. If you don't hose them down, keep them, kind of cool in that way. And, for the most important thing is please just don't drive around with your pet in the car and do an errand or two. We know that the indoor temperature, your car just gets so hot that those things can be devastating, not life-threatening for a dog.
We talked a little bit about a break, and unfortunately, your position in the community, unfortunately, you're the one that has to see some of the results of something like that, and it's never nice. And I know I was at the park the other day. Luckily, the sun was going down in the car. I kind of felt our car compared to that car, and it wasn't getting hot, and it wasn't a real problem right then. But we have no idea how long that dog that was in the van next to us was in that car. He looked healthy. He looked like he was doing okay. But certainly it's okay to call when you see something like that, right?
Well, I think so. I mean, you just, the same thing as, people put those pets as family members,
Sure.
We'd be appalled if we saw, a child, in a car like that. I think, we see that. We want to make certain that that pet is, taken care of. It's not going to get overheated in the car.
And what's some early warning signs? If you're taking your dog out, you're not really fully aware, paying attention to him, and he's suffering from heat. What are you going to see in that? And when is it kind of like, well, let's just get him some water? And when is it like, I better take him in to get him checked out?
Well, and there can be a fine line there. Especially with our dog parks around, your dog's just going to exercise and play as much as it wants. And so it's going to pant because they just don't sweat very much. I think the indication is, one, if all of a sudden our exercise is decreasing and we are panting an awful lot, you need to stop. The dog just won't stop. He just wants to please us, and they're just going to keep going. So we need to kind of hold that on back. If they're not going to take fresh water right then and there because they're panting so much, there's another indication.
Okay.
If, they're panting, and then that tongue color doesn't look as bright pink as it was. It starts looking a little gray. That's a really
good
severe
point.
Warning sign right
okay.
there. You want to get that animal cooled down as quickly as you can and start heading to your veterinarian or the emergency hospital ASAP.
What's your response with one that comes in? Let's say that's truly suffering from an issue. Is it something, what do you do that one wouldn't do in their home environment?
Well, we're going to cool them down as quickly as we can. Now, in our home, we are limited in how you can cool them down. Our pets don't sweat at all. They're just going to pant and, try to cool down that way. So you can give them a cold bath. That's an external cooling. And that may help to a certain degree, but we can not only externally cool that pet, we internally cool them. When we put them on IV fluids, that's going to be room temperature, fluid, which that's much cooler than their normal body temperature. Plus, you add that elevated fever. So we internally cool and we externally cool, And most of them need oxygen. And so now they're being able to, breathe 100% oxygen versus the 20% that's in the air. And that makes it a little bit easier on that behalf. So those two things, we can get done, and we do that very, very quickly before things start really cooking inside,
Sure.
And that's where the danger comes.
And it speaks to the importance of the setup. We were out a couple of weeks ago broadcasting from Joey's Pet Outfitters dog park out in Williamston. And, that pond looks beautiful. But boy, in weather like this, after a dog's been running around, having the ability to leap into water and cool itself down, I would imagine is a huge, huge plus that a lot of people just don't have
right.
in their backyards or something like that. So again, it's important to think about when you are places with your animal, where can you put them? Because sometimes, like you say, you're running around, the dog wants to please, doesn't know that it shouldn't be running around as much, but sometimes when that pond is there, I don't have to tell the dog to jump in. He's just leaping in.
Yeah.
And even the one that doesn't like to swim will at least go up to his chest and walk around inside the water. So it can make a big difference. Doc, as a last minute thing, if people need any information or advice, where can they go to get information?
Well, if they definitely want to contact us, just give us a call at Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. Phone number is 393-9200, and we'd gladly to help you out the best we can.
All right. Well, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Mark Williamson, the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center on Jolly Road, just off Dunkel. And Doc, thank you so much for the important information that you provide, because, again, preparation is just something that most people are not very good at, myself included. But bottom line is, it is such an important point in order to keep these animals doing well and thriving. And if you're going to get them, you're going to spend the money. It's an important thing to do. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Bruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.